This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Asheville police are investigating the reported assault of an IHOP manager. Apparently,
there's music playing still somewhere. Okay.
Apparently, it all. I thought I was losing my mind.
I was too.
Like, where?
I was like,
it just did.
It was a bit off.
Well, Icky Hump is. Icky Thump
Icky
is.
Hump.
Icky Hump is. Icky Hump is deep in my brain.
I like Icky Hump.
I prefer Icky Hump.
It's a better song title.
It is.
It should have been called Icky Hump.
Icky Hump.
Everyone
Icky
knows.
That's probably a sex move on Urban Dictionary.
The Icky Hump?
The Icky Hump.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is?
Just doing it with someone real gross.
Yeah, that's an Icky Hump.
Icky? Oh, there's Icky Thump.
Well, that would
But there's
be...
no Icky Hump.
Name of the song.
It is.
Yeah.
A song.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, let's move on to the news. So yeah, this IHOP in North Carolina, manager attacked all because the people realize, what do you mean there's no free refills on orange juice, bitch?
Well, yeah, that's crazy.
Here's the story of how this played out.
But it's in your beverage machine.
WLOS-TV. Take a listen.
According to what was reported to police, there was a group of people eating here at the IHOP on Tunnel Road yesterday. Then they got their bill and realized there was no free refills on the orange juice they were drinking. Police say that's when things took a turn.
It's business as usual at the IHOP on Tunnel Road today. But yesterday at around 11:45 a.m., that wasn't the case.
It was reported to us that the individuals were upset over the fact that they were charged for refills of their orange juice.
Upset enough to reportedly cause property damage and then assault the manager.
You would never expect someone to bring it to an assault level over such a trivial thing.
Elizabeth Bambarger owns the cafe right next door to IHOP. While she didn't see the incident, she says she's close with the employees and is shocked to hear the news.
We kind of watch each other's backs, and to hear that someone got assaulted in their restaurant over orange juice is a little disheartening.
Now investigators are working to piece together exactly what happened.
The restaurant did provide us with some surveillance footage for the detective to review in hopes of being able to identify those involved.
According to an IHOP spokesperson, a manager and another employee were taken to the hospital. We're told both were treated and released. In a statement, the IHOP spokesperson said, in part, the type of unprovoked, violent behavior displayed by this guest has no place in any business and goes against our core values as a brand. We still don't know how much orange juice was actually ordered or how much the bill was for, but police say, regardless, assault is unacceptable.
We never want to see anyone injured, especially over something like a bill at a restaurant.
Now, if you have any information on what exactly happened here yesterday, you're being asked to reach out to APD. But for now,
I mean, unless you were going through orange juice like it was nothing, right? You're like, more juice! More juice!
Oh,
another round!
I keep thinking, how much orange juice can you drink before you're just like,
oh, my belly! I mean, too much! It's too much acid! It's burning!
And also, just
three glasses.
How many glasses of orange juice must I drink before I just bury an IHOP in financial ruin?
They get the bill and it's $900.
Yeah.
How much is their orange juice? I'm trying to see here. I'm looking it up.
Keep that juice train rolling, boy.
I don't ever want to see this reach the end. The bottom of the glass.
A large juice is $269.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you have 100 juices, that's
$269. Yeah, but you're not having a high
one. Yeah, you might have had 100 juices.
What, could you say max five? The average human could have like maybe five oranges?
Remember, three glasses of orange juice, you end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
It's a lot of orange juice.
Remember when we paid $9 a bottle for water in Vegas?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Just kept coming.
They just really slid that in on us.
Yeah, they really did.
You guys want some more water? You guys look thirsty.
Yeah, we're very parched. We're in a desert, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you guys need some more water? Water's getting low. Need some more bottles of water?
Yeah, those sons of bitches. They didn't say. They're like, would you like water?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd like water, but we don't want to pay $9 for it. We almost beat the guy up, too, so I get it.
Yeah.
Part of me does get it.
They got to tell you stuff like that.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure the actual menu says that free refills available only on whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
They have to.
But I just don't think anybody ever expected anybody to ever drink more than 3 glasses of orange juice.
Unlimited amounts of orange juice.
I'm here just for the orange juice. That's it. One sausage and an orange juice, please.
Give me 3 sausage links and all the orange juice you got.
I don't ever want to see the bottom of
it. You can get a whole carafe of orange juice, too, if you want. And that's like $5.
That's like a big old pitcher of it?
Yeah.
A carafe?
A carafe.
A carafe of juice.
What the hell are you? I don't know what kind of language you're talking.
Yeah, see, under fountain drinks, it says free refills, but under fruit juices, it does not say free refills.
I don't know where you're from, but I do not want no giraffe of orange juice.
I don't need any giraffes. I ain't drinking a giraffe.
I don't need no giraffe's orange juice. You understand?
They got giraffe juice.
I want a glass.
Why would I spend $5 on a giraffe juice?
$5 worth of giraffe juice.
Take your giraffe juice back to whatever country you got the giraffe juice from.
I will fight you right here where you stand, you son of a bitch.
I just freedom imagine. And free. Just imagine the people at the North Carolina IHOP.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Demanding the
they got a man here offering me a giraffe of orange juice. You gotta get a giraffe. You take it. How much is a giraffe? $5? Take it.
Better be the size of an actual.
We'll flip it.
Giraffe.
Yeah, someone said that no orange juice has free refills. I totally agree.
Yeah, it's juice.
It's juice. Yeah. For some reason, it's a premium, even though I'm sure IHOP doesn't use the best juice.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, right. It's not like fresh squeezed.
No. No, they don't got a squeezer back there.
I bet you it's at least Minute Maid.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Maybe Tropicana.
Now, I will say this. If it is like a Minute Maid, isn't that just the same as getting a pop or a soda?
I feel like it's more expensive.
See, yeah.
They can make pop on mass easier.
Okay.
But I never stand here and thought I'd see the day somebody offered
more
a giraffe.
High C.
Like if it came out of the fountain machine, it would just be water mixed with a syrup.
Right. Yeah.
So it's actual, if it's actual juice, they probably have like big jugs of it. Or they have like one of those like machines that looks like the juice is tumbling inside to keep all the pulp mixed up.
My name's Heartburn Harry. I'm here for all the orange juice you got.
Heartburn Harry.
Oh my God, look who it is.
It's Heartburn Harry. Damn He's going to drink us dry. I heard you have unlimited orange juice.
How we don't. We do not. That is baloney.
I need 9 glasses of orange juice.
Oh my God, get it to him.
2 giraffes and grapefruit juice. I like my insides.
After all the giraffes.
I like my insides to burn up.
You take that Sharifa juice and just...
Sharifa.
You just shove it.
I don't want no Sharif.
All right. We've all heard of, speaking of restaurants, the famous blue rag. That's used to clean everything and spread all the germs.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen this before, too, when someone just lifts the mop off the floor and cleans the counter with it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good
move. We saw that. This time, it's in Chicago. A subway there has been shut down after a video came out of an employee using the mop to wipe down the counters as well as the floors.
Oh, my.
CBS Chicago with the story.
This 2-second video clip caused a Chicago restaurant's closure Thursday. It shows a Subway worker wiping the soda counter with a mop. In a second recording, you see the employee using that same mop on the floor and later the cabinets.
But you just mopped up here with the mop though, man.
Me do it every day, like.
Bro, you just did that with the mop.
Me do it every day, like this. Me every day.
You do this every day with the mop.
The man behind the camera wants to remain private, but gave CBS 2 permission to use the footage. He showed it to people going into the park.
He's a tiny little Indian.
The little special Indian.
Who uses the mop?
Like, we do it every day. Stop freaking out.
Every day we do this.
Every day I do this.
I mop this.
Every
mop
single
that,
day
I
do this. I mop. I do not need a napkin. I do not need a napkin.
He is the tiniest of Indian men, and he's using the mop to clean everything.
I think they're just like, hey.
Oh my God. That is just nasty.
That don't make no sense.
No, don't order your jibs, sir.
Shakara Hamilton that tells where CBS the juice go. Her nieces eat here.
All the time. They go to the neighborhood school 2 blocks away from here. So lunch, field trips, they always come to this Subway.
The restaurant slices.
Oh, my God, you guys. So in Chicago, when they close a place down, they put a neon green sign like the size of like a... like a political sign on the door that says license suspended.
Can't miss that.
And it should be.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Suspended by Chicago's Department of Public Health. A bright green sticker attached to the front window. At lunchtime, sandwich seekers tried opening the locked door. Others walking past and realizing they wouldn't be eating at this Subway.
He's like, why not?
I don't understand why you're freaking out.
CBS2 looked into this Subway location's inspection history. The restaurant has had some issues over the years. Most notably, failing back-to-back inspections in 2017. Some of the citations include food being kept at unsafe temperatures and a worker seen washing their hands with just water. No soap.
$5 foot long, $5 hepatitis.
Just had someone come out and inform me that the employee seen in those videos has been let go.
That's too bad because he's not going to get a job.
No, that tiny Indian man, he's screwed.
Well, I think that's how he was told to do it.
On this entire situation.
Yeah, I think it was his restaurant.
I want to hear what he said again.
And later, the cabinets.
But you just mocked up here with the mouth, though, man.
Me too, I get every day night like.
Bro, you just did that with the mouth.
Me too, every day.
You do this every day.
The man behind the camera wants to remain private.
Every day I do it like this.
I got this awesome Subway shirt.
I don't know why you're making big deal.
He took down that whole Subway location.
Yeah, he did.
One tiny man.
Yeah, one little tiny man took down an entire franchise.
Tiny man with a mop.
Yep.
I don't think you could pay me enough to drop to the ground in a restaurant.
No.
And just crawl around.
He's crawling around. That's it. He's using his hands.
He said, I don't need a napkin. He said, I don't need a napkin.
A napkin would be so much better for you and everyone else.
Yep. Are you kidding me? This is so much cleaner than wherever he was dealing with.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
It's odd that he'd be so cocky about it. I don't need no napkin. This is how we do it every day.
That is the odd part.
You know? Suck on that. Every single day. Watch me. He didn't care.
So confident.
He was.
He's
like, look how clean.
Every day, that's how you do.
I'd love to just do a little swab and see what people are doing.
Because you know that mop cleans the bathrooms too, right?
Oh, yeah.
They probably just rub that around the whole toilet, rub it on the seat, everything, and then they go to the counter.
Dave, if you're wiping off where the pop and stuff is with a mop,
oof.
For sure you're just dipping it in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you are.
Wiping stuff down.
Did it poop everywhere? It's gone now. Every day.
Where did it go? It was there, but it's gone.
We do it every
day. I put the mop on it, it went away.
You tell me how to do my job? No.
I do this every day.
You're so right. Most people, if they were caught using a mop to clean the counters, they'd be like, stop taping, or they'd run away. They wouldn't keep doing it.
No. Right.
They'd be like, oh, I'm doing something wrong? What's wrong?
Right.
This isn't the right way?
Not him. No, he fought to the bitter little death.
He actually put, like, on a little display of how he does it. He's like, look, come closer.
This is how I do. Every day, this is it.
Come.
I'll show you here.
No napkin. Look. Very clean.
Every day, I
do.
But Dave, stop here with the mouth, man.
Me too, every day, night like.
Every day, just like this.
You do this every day.
The man behind the camera don't have napkin. Wants to remain private, but gave CBS2 permission to use the footage.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
Wow. The second guy they went to here.
Oh.
Well,
had two teeth.
Yeah.
And even he was grossed out.
Yeah, he was.
let's go a little bit. Shockingly, he's probably cleaner than the Subway restaurant.
That is just nasty.
Here he comes.
That don't make no sense.
Neither does your mouth, my friend.
Don't make no
Neither
sense.
Does your mouth.
That don't make no sense.
Yikes.
That don't make no sense.
Different people talk to the news.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
That guy was. He was fired up. He's like, go ahead, you film. Look what I do.
Yeah, big deal. Big whoops.
Exactly like I've been trained. And make no mistakes.
Oh, just, you don't want to think about how stuff has been cleaned.
No, you don't. It's like to the point, it's better than that.
Just expect it's done the right way.
Yeah,
and
like
it's not.
Bleach and stuff that will kill stuff.
It's just to the point now where I just don't think anything's right.
Like, you saw that mop. The mop was not a clean mop, guys.
Oh, my God, no.
And he grabbed it in a way that was way hard to even do.
I don't even know. He just grabbed, like, six strands of it and used it like a rag. Every day.
Every day I do it like that.
Don't you yell at me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I believe we talked about a story like this before, if not the same one, but this guy has filed a lawsuit now. Brent Bland is a car salesman in Texas.
Brent Bland.
He is, though, sick of the raunchy sales bro culture at the dealership that he used to work at. So he just filed a lawsuit in Galveston County. He's suing his former boss and the dealership's parent company for what he calls a sexually hostile work environment.
We're charged up.
Yeah. He said he endured it for more than a year at the Auto Nation Acura dealership in League City, southeast of Houston. He accuses his former boss of repeatedly pinching his nipples.
You know I love your nipples.
This was a male boss? Or?
Male boss.
Oh. Got that right. Acura.
But it was more like a dominance thing, he said. Yeah. Oh, you didn't sell anything today, did you there?
Yeah. Oh, like purple nurples.
Right?
Pain.
Pinch his nipples. Can't do that.
Mm-mm.
He would regularly enter their enclosed offices and fart and laugh as they were forced to breathe soiled air, the lawsuit says.
Jesus Christ.
Not only did it happen, upper management allowed it to happen. If anyone complained, they wouldn't do anything because the manager had the director of human resources wrapped around his finger.
You know I'm just playing.
A little fart
here, a little fart there.
There was an episode a couple of months ago where the manager sent a group text to several of the employees that included a doctored photograph of this Brett Bland guy warning everyone at work that he might be a sex offender.
I just want you to let everybody know that Brent Bland, old Blandy, he might be a sex offender. Now, if you go searching on the sex offender website, he's not on there. But he might be. Look at his face.
It's on the internet. It's real.
He looks like he just looked crazy.
Saw it on Facebook.
He photoshopped Brett's picture into a jail booking photo.
Uh-huh.
And said, hey, you may want to keep an eye on him. There may be a risk of a sex offender in your area.
Jesus Christ, this guy's absolutely nuts.
So, what happened? They eventually fired that manager. But after his firing, they told this guy who complained that he would be fired too if he didn't sell 8 vehicles a month.
Right, so they instantly gave him, it's how every company.
It's retaliation.
It's how they all do it.
It's the 8 or the gate policy, and it wasn't in place, though, before he was fired. But they put it in place after this all happened.
8 or the gate.
Huh.
It's crazy. I mean, hopefully he quit. Is he going to get some money?
Well, now he's suing.
Trying.
He just filed the lawsuit.
Just filed it.
But he's trying to get some money. I believe that's how there's a lot of places that still operate like this. Right?
Oh, God. Sure.
There's a lot of that unchecked bro culture.
Yeah.
It's like frat houses almost.
But in Texas, you can see it even more.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And this guy doesn't look like he fits the typical bro.
He sure don't.
Yeah.
Right? No, that's why he was singled out, I think.
Attention, everybody. Brent needs a tampon. Can you guys get Brent a tampon? Hey, he's on his period.
Yeah, exactly. That's over the intercom for, like, everyone to hear.
Right.
Even the customers.
Attention, all sales department. Brent Bland has lost a pair of his panties. Can you help him find them? If you see him in the lunchroom, please return them back to...
Attention, everybody. We got a Brent Bland here who tripped and fell on his vagina.
Oh, come on!
So please be careful. It's out there somewhere. It's real slippery.
Damn it, you're so mean.
That poor guy.
Yeah.
It sucks if you're not, you don't ever want to be part of the bro culture, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the guy on the outside of that, sucks to be that.
Well, you know, you see the bro culture around.
Right.
Bros hire other bros
yeah. to be bros with each other.
And Texas bros? That's bad scene.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's real bad.
Just worse. It seems worse
Big
than
old
your
hat.
Average bros.
Yeah.
When you worked in a bro culture place a little bit with the bro.
Yeah.
Right? The bro would come around and bro out. He thought that Chuck and I were bros.
Oh, no.
Well, that's your only...
He was wrong.
He was wrong.
He was wrong.
He was very wrong.
Yeah. He was wrong.
Yeah, no, I don't like a bro.
No.
No.
You were wrong.
He would definitely pinch your nipples, give him a chance.
Oh, my God, he almost he pinched his own.
You're right.
You're Come right. pinch my nipples, bro, and see what happens.
All right, speaking of farting, we're off to Scotland next. A driver stopped by police for speeding had quite an excuse. He blamed his passengers farting for it. The Scottish guy claimed he was trying to reach his destination as fast as possible to escape the farts.
Trying my best to end those farts.
But the cops, the cops didn't buy it.
No.
They say we couldn't help but smile at this guy. If it was true, he was hoping by going faster it would blow the farts out of his car.
I'm not a science man.
It seems like it. Science would work.
We told him it would have been safer to open a window.
Yeah, I mean, so if the windows were closed.
Yeah, it's going to stay in there. Not a science major.
A spokesman for the Scottish Dorset Police Force said, sometimes the excuses we get are ludicrous. I think if you had the windows down.
Yes.
You could fall for that. Right, yeah. You could say, okay, he was actually trying to get the farts out, and yeah. Especially if you encountered an odor on approach,
I'd also be like, wait, just give me a wait, get in the back.
Yeah, trade that out.
Just sit here for 2 minutes. Wait, he's gonna do it.
Uh-huh.
And then he does it. It's like he's like, oh my god, go get Dave.
Dave as fast as you can.
They got the sirens on there.
I want to see if we can out down that.
You can't.
From Scotland to Estonia, apparently the only way to get through to adults these days is to treat them like kids. In Estonia, in Eastern Europe, they found that speeding tickets, they weren't working anymore. No one was slowing down.
Nobody care.
And driving deaths have gone way up in Estonia in the past few years.
Everybody dies.
Everybody chapped in half.
So now they're testing a new program. Now, when the cops pull someone over for speeding in Estonia, you can either take the ticket or you can sit on a timeout.
You make me go to timeout?
You're going to go to timeout.
You are a sick bitch.
Right there. Get in the corner.
Fine.
Well, he doesn't want to pay.
just waiting.
Depending on how fast you're going, you'll either have to sit at the side of the road for 45 minutes or an hour.
Oh, I'd like to be done with timeout now.
To think
you
about
can't.
What you've done.
No. How long is this timeout?
45 to an hour like soccer game.
It's too long. Is it time yet? Can I get that?
Plus 5 minutes now.
No, you have time.
Plus five. Shut up.
You're sick.
Plus six.
They say the goal of the program is to try and change drivers' behavior by making them waste just enough time sitting there that they don't want to do that again. So they're testing it on one main road in Estonia right now. They're going to see if it works. If it works, they'll take it nationwide.
And take time out.
Go pull over.
Sit down.
It's going to be like a chaos, like a traffic just nightmare.
Do you think it would work? Like if you were forced to pull over and wait an hour, would you think twice about doing it again?
Anything that's going to make me wait an hour.
Yeah. You really learn your lesson there.
No, like all forms of travel where I know I might hit a spot where I'm going to have to sit and wait. Like I don't want to do it.
No.
It's not fair. I can't have snack and I hate you.
Shut up. Five more minutes. Always got to talk. This is a timeout. Shh. Timeout.
Don't like.
But they still give you the choice, so you could still pay the ticket.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm paying every
totally
single time. Oh,
my God. Time.
I think they should eliminate the choice.
Yeah.
They should, if they're going to do this, do it right. Just do timeout.
Just do timeout.
Everyone's on a timeout.
I love a timeout. That's a funny thing.
If you knew you were going to have get a timeout, I would be setting the old cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. I think it would be more effective if they forced the timeouts. More people would pay attention to
it. Right. What they haven't realize though is it's the money is what gives people jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like that's why there is a guy there to pull you over, and he does need to make some money.
Right. Well, spin racers,
Time out. The little kid area.
Go sit down. Put your head
play in the playground.
Put face against the wall.
So then to really make it work, it's a timeout plus a fine.
That's what you have to do. Right? Yeah, yeah. It's a fine.
And a timeout.
Lower the fine.
Then people would stop. If all of us on our way to work every day could be forced to do a timeout and pay a fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We wouldn't speak.
And you have to put a traffic cone on your head.
Right.
Put the traffic cone.
Okay, here is your ticket. You can sign here. You can do timeout. You can do timeout combo with spankings.
How much is it worth?
Bend over my knee. I give you 5 spankings. And you
take that.
Timeout for 45 minutes.
I'll take 45 minutes of spankings. Dirty bastard. No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A person had to be rescued from the Mississippi River after attempting to float to Kentucky on a log.
Look at him. He's a God-blessed miracle. Hey, see you later, bud.
Bye.
All right. Hey.
Everything's already going right.
Whoa, you're on a log.
Are you okay?
I'm on a log. I'm in the raging Mississippi.
Oh, he's dead. He's going. Hey, give it. Hey,
I'm trying. Send us a postcard.
Somebody save him.
I'm trying to hold on like Leonardo DiCaprio. Hold on, bud. I just wanted to float to Kentucky.
He's going to make it. I think
the land
he's
of
make
dreams.
It.
Oh,
he ain't going to make it. No, he's not going to make it.
Kentucky, the land of dreams.
Someone get your aluminum boat.
A person in the river was reported to authorities. About 1:30 in the afternoon, the fire department launched their rescue boat. They quickly found the guy floating down the river, clutching a large log for dear life.
Please help.
He was headed towards a barge.
A barge?
Oh, my God.
And they quickly had to pull him from the river. After being safely pulled into the rescue boat, the person told crews he got into the water on his own. He was hoping to relocate to Kentucky.
Starting to live a new life.
There he goes.
New life dreams.
I made one of them castaway boats with the wings, angel wings.
That's right. Look at him go.
Out of a porta potty.
Yeah, he built it out of stuff he found just around the porch.
All right, I'll send letters when I arrive.
See you, bud.
See you, bud. Bye.
Oh, we're going to miss you, bud.
He's already down.
We're going to...
He hit that barge head on.
I did.
He did.
I'm out of doors on a barge. Somebody help. I'm in over my head.
Where was he coming from?
Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah, he was
Illinois
attempting
to
float to Kentucky on
a
log.
He thought that it would be a better life out of Illinois. What would be better in Kentucky?
I'm going to take my chances in Kentucky.
It's a long way to go.
I'm just going to keep floating. I wonder how long it would have taken him to float there.
The Mississippi River runs about 460 miles from Davenport to the western border of Kentucky. He would have had to go 460 miles down the river on a log.
On a log.
I'll leave Illinois behind me now, regretfully.
Turns out there's about 50 waterfalls along the way, too.
Rapids in Mississippi. I did not do my research.
Oh, man.
So they dropped him off on the shore. They say he was strongly encouraged to make other transportation arrangements.
Yeah. You should just kind of maybe get a Greyhound.
$9.
Hop on a train. Hell.
I've never heard in my life of someone attempting to move on a log.
Do you even think about asking Frank to drive you?
Not since like a French explorer was trying to see how far America went. Right. You know, like that's the last time anyone did anything like that. They were trying to find out how big America was.
It really is very pioneer of him.
Yeah, it totally is.
What are you doing, dude? Moving to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Only way I know how. Hopping on a log.
Got all my stuff. Oh, there it went.
The Mississippi take me. I dropped my supplies right away.
Couldn't hang on to a log.
I had a bad backpack for that.
Oh, man.
Not the best plan.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.